Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joanne Gray, the general manager at First Realty Company. We're going to check in and find out what is the state of play in the property market. Joanne Gray from First, good afternoon to you. Thank you for being with me this afternoon on Chai FM.
Good afternoon to you and to all your listeners. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So, Joanne, unprecedented times. None of us just over a year ago foresaw the period that we would have lived through. Zooming's become daily ritual and routine of so many. Has that had an effect on the property market? Has all this semigration actually happened?
Yes, COVID has made a huge impact on every industry, and real estate is definitely no exception. I can talk only from our own personal experiences at First, wherein when the virus hit, we had a strategic meeting and management quickly made the right decisions in order to get the company on the right COVID track. We quickly joined Zoom and became aces on Zoom and other portal meets. And we quickly aligned ourselves into the right digital processes to ensure continued productivity.
What effect has that had on the residential or commercial property market?
The effect for those three serious months of lockdown was profound. We couldn't move, we couldn't show properties, so that was a very tough time. But the minute we were back to a level that allowed us to continue to show property, in the interim what we did was we sent digital videos of properties to clients who were inquiring. And if anybody did put in an offer during those unprecedented difficult times, it was on the basis that the offer was in without having sight of the property, and either they were prepared to purchase like that, or it was provisional upon a meeting and a viewing of the property. There's always a plan to be made. And we made those plans.
I'm trying to more get a handle on the kind of fact as it made behavioral differences to consumers. So, for example, are residents of flats after a year of lockdown saying, enough, I now need a garden and a pool and I need some space because I'm not going to go through another period of lockdown in 150 square meters locked up in the sky. Has that translated to fundamental shifts in the way people are buying?
We have seen a marked reduction in our sectional title sales for the 50 square meter one bed typical units and even the two bed units. People just cannot be locked up and restricted. After all, human beings are social creatures. We need to interact with humanity and greet and meet. And so, yes, a three-bedroom sectional title unit is far more desirable. Those sellers that have got the one and two beds that are selling, they have had to really align themselves to the prevailing market conditions and the buyer's market that we're in.
And given that people can, in fact, Zoom, has this had an effect on, say, properties in the South Coast and the North Coast of KZN or in the Western Cape, that people now don't actually physically need to be present at work nearly as much anymore?
Well, from our real estate agents' perspectives and our supposed buyers alike, they can view properties online. Digital transformation and technology is imperative in these times. I don't have to fly to meetings at coastal offices if that was my calling. I can have board meetings over Zoom. It's changed everything about the how and why we do business.
Let's talk about the fact that the interest rates have had a massive, massive effect on people's spending powers. Apparently the market between, 800 odd and 1.5 million is incredibly hot, but if you're trying to get rid of anything over 10 million, you're in desperate, desperate trouble. Is that in fact the case?
I don't know where you're getting your sourced information from, but you're spot on. The property sector in the lower regions, anything under 2 million is really pumping and it's doing very well. We've had five incredible months and we diversified our portfolio and expanded to areas beyond the Greater Joburg North, which was always our speciality, and have branched out into the West Rand. And certainly tapping into those price ranges under 2 million has yielded some incredible turnover for us. The 7% prime rate has encouraged a lot of purchasers to put pen to paper as first-time buyers. And so they've taken advantage. And that has in turn had a knock-on effect as far as rentals are concerned. We found that a lot of landlords have had to really reduce their expectations in order to keep rentals. But having said that, I have to just bow my head and say thank you to all those landlords who have been so considerate and compassionate towards their tenants during the COVID lockdown process and have been lenient in terms of achieving monthly rentals or part rentals and also not expecting those annual 10% increments. We're just grateful to have tenants in place. That's the general feeling.
There was a very interesting article, I think it was in BizTech or Business Insider sometime last week, saying that the buy-to-let market has now become the buy-to-regret market.
I don't agree with that. We have done phenomenal rental yield turnover, especially in our average is in the lower ranks. To do a 40 to 50,000, we do a lot of those, but not nearly as many as the 15 to 20,000 yield mark. And we've got a lot of investors who are not selling their properties; they're maintaining their properties, and they are riding out this pandemic.
Let me ask you a naughty question. If you were flush and had lots of money on the side, is this a buyer's market? Would you buy now?
Definitely I would. There's never been a better time to invest, and I don't think it's a naughty question. I think it's a very profound, real question. I think that if anybody's got spare cash that they haven't pummeled offshore somewhere, this is the time to get in. It's an opportunistic buyer's market, and there are lots of opportunities to be had.
Joan Gray, Jim at First Realty Company, thank you for your property insights this afternoon. Always fascinating to find out what is happening in that part of the economy. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Simon.